guys. So today I've gotten all dressed up in my nursing uniform and brought you into our clinical simulation labs to teach you about CPR. Your heart has stopped beating oxygen efficiently around your body. This means that you're going to also go into respiratory arrest and stop breathing. If you stop breathing, then your heart muscle is no longer going to be able to pump blood around your body. Either way, the reason why CPR is so important is that your brain down here needs oxygen. So if either one of these things happen, or both, your brain is not getting oxygen anymore. So what we need to do is we need to do chest compressions to simulate the heart, and we need to breathe into their mouths or the breaths to simulate the respiratory system. Right, so you're walking along the street and Larry here has just collapsed from a heart attack. It's now your job to make sure that oxygen gets to his brain. I'm sure you've all heard of this, but doctors, A, B, C, D, is the algorithm? No. Anagram? No. What is it? I'm just going to call it a tool. So doctors ABCD is a tool that we use to remember the steps of CPR. So Dr. D, danger, okay? So if Larry here is in the middle of the road and there's, you know, a tram and a truck coming past, you're not going to run out and start CPR on Larry in the middle of the road. It's for response. So what we want to do with Larry here is we want to say his name loudly or say, hello, can you hear me? And pinch his shoulders for a pain response. S is for send for help, okay? So you're not qualified, you need to call an ambulance. Call an ambulance! A is for airway. You need to check that Larry's airway is clear and that he's not choking on something like his own tongue or vomit or something like that. B is for breathing, so check for breathing. You need to feel, look for rise and fall of the chest, and listen for breathing. E is for compression. So what we want to do is we want one hand firmly center the chest between the nipple line, one hand on top, and up and down we go. You want to be compressing about one third of his chest. Usual rate is 30 compressions, 2 breaths. However, if you're just walking down the street and a complete stranger's fallen over, you're probably not going to want to do the breaths. Either way, the compressions are really, really important. The D is for defibrillation. So defibs, what you're going to do is you need to get one from a train station or shopping center, anywhere public normally has them. You're going to whack on the pads. They have great instructions here and here. And then that's going to send an electrical shock through Larry's heart and hopefully restart it with a normal sinus rhythm. Congratulations, you've now saved dear Larry's life.